Clean Bandit Tears on 102.4 Wish FM. This may be an historic moment in the history of the radio station, certainly across the area, as we outlined our history of medals in all of Olympic history. Chris from News is with me. Let's welcome Sue Bibby to the show. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Tell everybody who your son is.
My son's Daniel Bibby, the silver medalist from the Rugby Sevens.
You're the only one calling him Daniel.
I am, yes. Everybody else called him Dan, yeah.
You must have watched this unfold in real time through the matches up to the final yesterday. And then, it's an interesting one, the Olympics, because you find yourself with a medal at a final, don't you?
Yes, you do.
There's everything to play for, but also you're guaranteed that you're playing for something. And
that was the thing. Once we knew we'd got through to the final, we knew it was either silver or gold. So the pressure was off us all a bit at home. it was just mad.
Can you explain the emotions when you knew that you were in a medal position, first of all?
Oh, when we knew we were going for gold or silver?
Yeah.
It was just ecstatic. There were so many people in the house. That it was just mad, and once they got through to that stage, then it was just electric. Everybody was just cheering and screaming. We couldn't hear it. We couldn't even, the commentator couldn't hear anything. We missed Daniel's interview at one point. We missed loads of things because we were just too noisy. So we've had to watch it on record.
And at full time, high disappointed emotion at not getting a gold, or total pride and delight at coming home with a silver?
Just total delight and pride at coming home with a silver, because they'd gone in with not, that was the first time the GB squad had played together as that team. They hadn't played together before. So to go into the Olympics and do that is absolutely phenomenal. All the other teams had all played together in a series where GB hadn't. So that was a massive, massive thing, and we were just so, so pleased. We couldn't believe it, honestly.
Sue, have you managed to... I know you've been sending messages to Dan all week, but have you managed to actually speak to him yet?
Yes, I spoke to him last night, yeah.
What does he have to say?
He was just elated, he couldn't wait. He was just so over the moon. It was, honestly, it's an absolute brilliant thing for him to do. He just couldn't believe it. He was ecstatic, honestly. It was great.
Could he describe the moment that he had the medal round the neck and they lift it upwards towards themselves and look at it, don't they? And as the anthems play, what is he feeling?
Well, before they went on for that match, he wasn't sure whether they would play the anthems before they played, because they weren't exactly sure which way it would go at that point when he spoke to us. And then later on he said, yes, we are doing the anthems, because that's the bit that always chokes me up when they do the national anthem. So when he held that medal, I'm sure every emotion must have been running through him, because the joy of getting it, of being there. I mean, every time he came on TV, he had a huge smile on his face. He looked so excited. And I think they just savoured every minute.
And a smile that you've obviously, watched him grow up with.
Yeah.
And this is the beauty of the Olympic dream. We go to these events every 4 years. We know about our Mo Farahs, etc. And yet every Olympics brings out somebody that we don't know so much about. The parents and the grandparents that have ferried them around to tournaments, they put their own hands in their own pockets to fund stuff, and from nowhere somebody who's lived a relatively normal life suddenly comes to the fore. In a nutshell, this is the Olympic dream, and you've probably lived it as much as he has.
Oh, we have, yeah. From starting off from when he was 5, 6 years old, he started off at Aspel Rugby, and he flourished there, and then he got a scholarship for Kirkham Grammar School, and then he went to uni at UWIC, and then he played at Fylde and Sale, and then he got picked up by England, and then that was it. The rest is, he's just made it.
So what's next?
He really has made it.
What's next for the boy wonder?
He's going to be a dad in September. That's next, but hopefully, I don't know. Who knows? 2020.
Well, listen, get him into the radio station when he gets back.
Yeah, I'm sure we're back at Wigan soon. He's had so much support from everybody in Wigan. There's so many people that have tweeted him, texted him, sent him messages of luck, and he's read every single one, and he's kept saying to me, because my daughter's in Greece, and he said, we've had a video link with her, because she couldn't watch the game, so she's watched it through FaceTime with us, with all the family in the front room, and he's he's just picked up on all that, and then he keeps saying, send me videos. So we've sent him loads of videos from all of us. And yesterday we all sing Silver Lining and sent him that.
To all the family from everybody at the radio station, congratulations, Sue.
Thank you.
Send our best to
Daniel. It's been a fantastic experience.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks.